You're listening to the Uncensored Direct Marketing Show. This show is designed for direct response marketers who want raw, unfiltered conversion tips and secrets to scale their offers profitably to reach their next million. I'm Maria Sparakis. I'm the founder of Direct Paynet and your host. Now let's dive in. Which Stripe features you want to turn on if you're working with Stripe to maximize your revenue and your conversions? Hi, my name is Maria Sparakis. I am a payment processing expert and I help thousands of merchants really maximize their conversions on their checkout. And today, I really want to talk to merchants who are working with Stripe or just getting started in their business. There are a lot of features on Stripe that you don't know about, that you're probably not using, that can actually add valuable dollars to your sales and to your revenue. So listen up until the end. I'm going to share with you my five favorite tips that you can start implementing today on Stripe that will guaranteed make you more money. Now I'll start with the simplest one. And the first one really is payment methods. Now Stripe has integrated a whole bunch of payment methods. I mean, you know, from various countries, from Ideal to Sofort, GyroPay, bank transfers, and so on, in all these different countries. Now, if you don't go on there and turn these things on, you will just be accepting Visa, MasterCard, and your regular credit cards. Now, that could be okay if, for example, you're just selling in the US, maybe that's fine. But if you're getting even a couple of sales or some traffic in various areas of the world, then what's the most important thing for you to do is don't turn all of them on. You don't want to turn on payment methods that you're never going to use in markets that you don't market, because it will actually complicate your reporting. And there are sometimes some extra little fees that you'll get charged for those things. So you really want to take a look at where is traffic coming from, and then take a look at your declined transactions, meaning people who are trying to buy but cannot buy or don't buy. And once you take a look at this data and you're like, hey, you know, we have, 1,000 people who are coming to our site a month from the UK. Take a look at how many sales you have from the UK, for example. If you see that you have none, then that's an indication for you that people are coming onto your site, but they're not buying. So either, you know, obviously it could be a marketing related thing, but it could also be that you're not offering what they want in terms of payment method. In fact, 9% of your shoppers will leave your cart and abandon if their preferred payment method is not on there. So if somebody comes onto your page and they're like, hey, I want to pay with, you know, Discover, for example, and you don't offer Discover, they're just going to bounce and go somewhere else. So you want to take a look at where your traffic is coming from, look at the different places, and analyze which payment methods you can add. Now, I'll give you a couple of my top favorites that I think, you know, if you're selling anything online, odds are these are some very interesting things you can add. If you're in the US or Canada or, you know, the UK, one thing that's really, really popular is digital wallets. So Apple Pay and Google Pay. Even if, you know, you're accepting regular credit cards and things are going well, you might want to add these, because a lot of people, especially younger people, really like to use the digital wallets, and it really doesn't cost you anything extra. You might as well just turn it on Stripe so you can start accepting, you know, these digital wallets that are very popular in the younger generations. Now, if you're getting traffic in some countries where there's a lot of people who are unbanked, I mean, for example, Indonesia, Mexico, Brazil, these are huge markets. And if you're selling a digital product, for example, these might be markets that you want to sell in, right? So what you can do is you can offer cash vouchers. So you can offer a payment method called cash vouchers on Stripe. You can turn it on very easily. And what people do is they go buy their vouchers and they come and they fulfill them on Stripe, on your Stripe checkout page. So super easy, super clean, no chargebacks, and relatively low cost. So if you do have traffic in third world countries where a lot of people are unbanked, don't just kind of dismiss that. Maybe you want to take a look at which countries are there and activate these cash vouchers on Stripe. One very underestimated one is bank transfers and ACH in the US. So in Europe, bank transfers are very common. ACH is also quite common in the US, especially in a B2B environment. A couple of advantages of bank transfers in the ACH. First of all, they're way cheaper to process than credit cards. Like, we're talking under 1% versus close to 3% for credit cards. So you're going to be saving money and you're going to be pocketing an extra 2% in your sales by offering and accepting these bank transfers. Some people just are very credit averse. They don't want to use their credit cards because they don't want mounting debt. So if you do offer that, you may capture a new market and you may convert more sales. So it's super easy to add. add on Stripe. You can add it in a couple of minutes and you can start accepting bank transfers. Stripe even has a feature where you can do recurring payments on bank transfers or ACH. So they will give you a recurring module. If you have recurring sales, subscriptions, and so forth, you can tag that on and it'll actually rebill the customer every month on a bank transfer or an ACH. So super easy, super cheap, super simple, really fast for you to integrate. Now, another one that's really popular is the buy now, pay later. So it's integrated into Stripe. There's a couple of ways that you can put it in there. But if you have some higher priced items, I mean, I've even seen things that are $50 or $60 now being broken down in 2, 3, 4 payments. So this is a very big market as consumers are getting a little bit more cash strapped. So if you're selling, you know, products that, you know, maybe you're seeing a lot of insufficient funds and people are not able to buy, it's something to consider to add the buy now, pay later feature on Stripe. Again, all of the payment methods that I'm telling you are just really like check boxes. You just have to do some research and see what your market would want. Like I said, you don't want to turn all of them on. You just want to turn on the ones that you think are going to work for you. So you avoid some smaller fees by turning these things on. And then you want to test them. I'd probably say, you know, start with one, see how that works and just keep adding. But these are very simple things that you can do that you can add right away on Stripe if you're already working with Stripe. Now, building on the payment methods, we're going to talk about currencies. So obviously, if you're offering these different payment methods, you want to activate something called dynamic currency conversion. What that's going to do is that you put your pricing in your native currency, for example, $50, and then it will convert in all the different currencies that you want it to convert to. So your customer will pay in their local currency, not have to have, you know, foreign exchange fees and other fees that come by having a foreign transaction. And I will tell you that if you charge your customer in his local currency, it will convert better, hands down. Like, people don't understand what a big difference it is to charge your customers in their local currency. And it'll result into a lot of less complaints, a lot less chargebacks. For example, in Canada, we have the dollar sign. So do Australians. They have the dollar sign. Now, a lot of merchants in the US are selling to Canadians and Australians using the dollar sign. Then Canadians go and buy these things. And then they realize, hey, that was in US dollars. I got charged 30% more than I expected. So, you know, it causes a lot of disputes. So if you can charge in the local currency, that would be great. Now, one thing you want to keep in mind, there is dynamic currency conversion, but there's also static currency conversion. What that means is you might want to price differently in different markets. For example, maybe in Mexico, they're a lot more price sensitive than Americans. So you might want to charge $10 or $20 less in Mexico because, you know, it won't convert otherwise, or you might want to change your product slightly to cater to Mexicans and charge less. So keep in mind that you can do a dynamic currency conversion where it just kind of calculates what your price would be in the local currency, or you could decide to price test in different markets and offer different prices. Again, this is kind of advanced basics, but you might want to look at it in markets that you have a larger following and more traffic. Now, there is also another solution. If you don't have a shopping cart per se, you can use something called Stripe Checkout. Stripe Checkout is a pre-built payment form. You can use it as an iframe on your checkout page, or you can just use it as a hosted page, whatever works for your setup. And what Stripe Checkout does is it can trigger different things in various countries depending on regulations and so forth. One big example is if you're selling to Europeans, let's say you're American and you have some traffic in Europe, the UK, and so forth, there is a requirement of having something called 3D Secure, 3DS, which is an authentication method. Now, if you don't do that, if you're American and you're selling to Europeans and you're not doing that, you're literally losing probably 80 or 90% of your sales in that region. Because it is actually necessary and it's a requirement for merchants to validate transactions using 3DS. So if you use Stripe Checkout, you can just literally flip it on and make sure that in different areas, for example, Europe and the UK, there's important operations that are triggered to ensure that, for example, 3DS is collected, or if you're doing cash vouchers, that it'll wait for the customer to go get the voucher and come back. So there's a couple of different things that Stripe Checkout can do, and it's pretty neat because it will actually do all these things automatically for you. Once you sign up, you don't have to do any special integrations or anything. You just have to sign up for Stripe Checkout and go ahead and embed either an iframe in your checkout page or use their hosted payment page, and you can have access to all this stuff if you just turn it on. Now, a couple of things that I like that happen after checkout. That is, you know, kind of found money if you're not doing it, but Stripe allows you to customize your thank you page. So they call it your success page. So meaning once somebody buys from you and you kind of finalize that transaction, you could customize your thank you page through Stripe, and you can offer additional upsells or other products, and you can customize that page to look however you like. So you can make it very desirable for somebody else to buy something and they're already in the checkout flow. So, you know, that's kind of a no-brainer if you're not using, you know, the thank you page as a sales tactic to get more sales or increase the value of the sale to the customer. It's a missed opportunity, and Stripe offers you a page that's already built that you can customize, and you can just add dollars at the end of your card from customers who already bought from you, so they trust you. So, you know, they've successfully completed a transaction. So go into Stripe, go into the success page, and just pick a product that you think, you know, could make sense with what you're selling and pop it in there and see how that does. Now, also talking about post-purchase or lost sales, Stripe does offer a way to recover your abandoned carts. So there is a little script that you can put on your checkout page that that you're using with Stripe that would identify when somebody kind of starts filling out the form and then abandons or comes to your checkout page and doesn't really finalize the transaction. So you could put that script on your checkout page, and Stripe will deliver all that information for you. So you can then take that customer, put them in an email sequence, reach out to them and get them to, you know, maybe buy your product. So this is very low cost. Putting somebody on an abandoned cart, you know, flow on email costs nothing. You can do it automatically. Stripe offers this service for free. There are a lot of services that offer this, and you have to pay them 20 or 30% to recover the abandoned carts. You can do this for free yourself if you're using Stripe and just put in that script on your Stripe checkout page. And what's important about that is Stripe will actually collect the consent from the customer to allow you to email them. So there are a lot of privacy concerns, you know, when you're email marketing people and promotions and so forth. Stripe will make sure that all that legal stuff is taken care of, so you don't have to worry about grabbing that email address and reaching out to the customer if they go ahead and abandon the cart. So that's pretty neat. Now, I always like to give you guys a little bonus and a little something. So one thing, if you do have subscriptions, please make sure that you activate the Visa tokens. So there are network tokens and there are regular tokens. Stripe does offer something called network tokens, and that's directly related to Visa and MasterCard, and it tokenizes and vaults the information. So it increases your conversions on subscriptions. It also updates credit card information if it gets expired or somebody changes their card. So it's really a no-brainer to make sure that you're using network tokens. And if you're not, go ahead and just literally turn it on. You don't even need to think about it. Just go there and check that flag for network tokens, and you will thank me. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I do have quite a few tips. If you want more content like this, please feel free to drop your questions down below, and I'll share more tips and tricks on how to maximize your conversions if you're using various payment methods like Stripe. If you are scaling quite a bit and you're doing over $50,000 or $60,000 a month, then it is important to think about having a backup payment solution. You should have a backup to pretty much every operation in your business. So once you get to that level, feel free to give me a call. Me or someone on my team would be happy to help you at Direct PayNet. We work with thousands of merchants, and we like to give you tips and tricks on how to increase your conversions like this. So please pop a like down below and feel free to share this episode with anybody who could find value. Have a great day. Hope you found today's session valuable. If you have any questions for me or just want to connect, please feel free to visit my website, mariaspiragis.com. That's mariaspiragis.com. I'd love to hear what you're working on, so drop me a line on any hot button issues your business is experiencing. And remember, don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once.